236. Growth of manufactures, 1789 to 1800. As soon as the new government with its wide powers was established, manufacturing started into life. Old mills were set to work. While the Revolution had been going on in America, great improvements in the spinning of yarn and the weaving of cloth had been made in England. Parliament made laws to prevent the export from England of machinery or patterns of machinery, but it could not prevent Englishmen from coming to America. Among the recent immigrants to the United States was Samuel Slater. He brought no patterns with him, but he was familiar with the new methods of spinning. He soon built spinning machinery. New cotton mills were now set up in several places, but it was some time before the new weaving machinery was introduced into America.